The following is a presentation of the Premier Dance Network.
Hi everyone, Kimberly Falker here, the founder and CEO of the Premier Dance Network, the only podcast network dedicated solely to the world of dance. And welcome to the Katherine Morgan Show. But before we get started with today's episode, I'd like to take a moment to share a word from our sponsor. Body Wrappers, Angela Luzio, is happy to be the proud sponsor of the Premier Dance Network. Body Wrappers, Angela Luzio, is known for its fine total stretch tights and Angela Luzio shoes. Tyler Peck, principal dancer with the New York City Ballet, is its spokesperson and designer of Tyler Peck designs for Premier. It takes a dancer who wears a leotard all day to know what is best in a leotard. So Tyler's beautiful original leotard designs fit perfectly, are ideal for class, rehearsal, or performance, and move well with the body won't ride up in the back. Body Wrappers makes additional apparel for all types of dance that includes ballet, jazz, modern, lyrical, hip-hop, tap, team, liturgical, performance wear for competition and recital, as well as Angela Luzio shoes. You may view all the products at www.bodywrappers.com, or to purchase Tyler Peck Designs by Body Wrappers, go to dancewearcorner.com or your favorite online dance apparel retailer for all their products.
Everybody, welcome to episode 55 of the Katherine Morgan Show podcast. Today we are going to be talking about something that was kind of on my brain this week because I'm still teaching master classes and judging ballet competitions. And sometimes with these master classes, you have over 50 people in a room. I taught several classes this week and had about 50, 55 people. So one of the things I want to talk about this week is how to stand out in a big master class. Because I remember doing them when I was younger and just thinking there are so many people in here, they are never going to see me, I'm never going to get anything. Because sometimes these master classes have scholarships at the end of them, or you do a big audition. And so I want to give you some tips on how to stand out and how to be the one that they notice, especially when the room is packed. If you hear a little like prancing in the background, it's my dogs. They're bored. It's raining. They have nothing better to do than to walk around the house. Okay, so tip number one, really listen. Don't be afraid to be that person that gets to the front and is really engaging. Now, I'm not talking about the obnoxious ones who sit on top of the teacher and, you know, smile and nod and do all that kind of stuff. I'm talking about be in the front of the room, be really engaging. When the teacher is giving a correction, really apply it, listen to what they're saying. Speaking again from experience from the masterclass this weekend, I really noticed the girls who were doing that. They weren't obnoxious about it. They were just in the front, really listening to what I said and applying it and doing the correction as I was giving it, even if it wasn't their group. I also noticed some girls in the back just standing there and sort of listening to me and not really. And so then I stopped paying attention to those girls. So be very, very engaging as much as you can. Again, not obnoxious. And don't be afraid to be that person in the front of the room, guys, because those are the ones we are excited to teach, that we pay attention to, because we see that they want to be there. Those ones standing in the back, kind of chit-chatting, and when I was giving corrections, just standing there staring at me with blank faces, I don't have time for that. I only have an hour and a half to teach you. I'm going to pay attention to the kids I see actually listen and want to be there. You're doing nothing but wasting your time, wasting my time, if you're not going to be engaging. So, you know, be that person that stands at the front of the room. You will get seen. I remember like wanting to watch those girls in their groups whenever their groups came up. And then I just kind of tuned everybody else out that seemed to be that they didn't really care. So number one, be as engaging as you possibly can. Okay, tip number two, don't be afraid to go in one of the first or second groups, particularly in variations class. The ones to me that went in the first or second group had the most fire, the drive. They're the ones that said, you know what, I can do this, even if it wasn't perfect. Plus, then if I'm teaching a class, which I was, a variations class with 40, 50 people, we had like 10 to 12 groups of five. It's still fresh in my brain with the first couple groups. And I see that you're eager. I see that, you know, what, you're putting yourself out there. And there tends to not be as many people in the first or second group. Especially I was watching a technique class. There were probably 5 people in the first group, 6 in the second. And then there was a group that had like 20. So people tend to congregate in the later groups because they're timid about it. Put yourself out there. Go in the first group. The teachers will appreciate it, even if it's not perfect. You know what I mean? We want to see somebody who is willing to do that. Because then that makes us excited, because not a lot of people do that. So if you put yourself in the first group and show that you are eager, we're going to pay attention to you. Number 3, make sure you're doing as much apomol and quote unquote dancing as you possibly can. When you're staring at yourself in the mirror, not using your head, not using your shoulders, that gets us very, very frustrated. I'm going to look at the girl or the guy who is using their head, who is not looking at themselves in the mirror. You know, that's my job. It's my job to correct you. It's my job to look at your lines. If you're looking in the mirror, you're going to automatically ruin your apomol. You're automatically going to ruin your line. So don't, you know, if you're an écarté, your eyes should be behind your elbow, not in the mirror. So, and I really enjoyed watching the girls that were not looking at themselves in the mirror. They were acted as if they were performing. And one of the things I had to do is turn everybody around to face the back to get them to not do that. And that worked really well. And their dancing improved twofold. So be aware of that. Don't stare at yourself in the mirror, particularly if it's a big class, if you've got a million people in there, or if it's an audition. You're going to attract attention by really using apomol. It's so important because it's not just about your legs. So don't look at yourself in the mirror. Number 4, and this is for performance as well. If you're doing an audition, if you're doing a ballet competition, watch your in-betweens. I cannot tell you how much it shows if you do tombé, pas de bras, glissade, and turn in the glissade before your saut de chasse. I probably said this in the ballet competition episode as well. It is so important to watch your in-betweens. That is the mark of a professional. How you present your feet. How you know, are you on high demi-point when you run? There was a variation that I was teaching Emeralds, actually, from Jules, and there's a couple places where you have to run or walk on demi-point, and it's so obvious when somebody is just kind of slopping their feet around, and my eye is going to be drawn to the person who places their feet. So it's really important, those little details. It's not just about the saut de chasse. It's not just about getting your leg high. It's about all of the transitions and the in-betweens. It will show in a big class. I know it seems like, oh, that's a little thing, but if you're the one who's doing it in a sea of people who are not, it's going to show big time, and my eye is going to go right to you. Okay, the next one is something you might not have thought of. When the other group is going, don't tune out. I get very frustrated in master classes when I'm watching one group dance and I'm noticing on the side girls talking, girls sitting down. It will not work in your favor, because then I remember that when you're dancing. So when the other group is dancing, stand there and watch or mark along, or, you know, that just shows respect, that shows work ethic. If you only are engaged when you are dancing, that shows me you only care about yourself. You're not concerned with being polite while other people are dancing. And what that translates to is that you're going to be hard to work with in a company. Because remember, these master classes sometimes lead to scholarships, might lead to company positions. So when the other group is dancing, either stand there and watch or mark your arms, or, you know, be engaging. Don't tune it out. Don't start talking. It gets on my nerves like you cannot believe, and I will hold it against you. So really be respectful when the other group is dancing. So guys, the main thing with standing out in a masterclass, when the room is packed, when you feel like you are one of thousands, you have to put yourself out there. Have the confidence. Go to the front of the room. Be engaging. Be involved. Because guess what? I don't care how much you actually want it. I don't care how much you actually love ballet. If in the hour and a half I'm teaching you, you're standing in the back, you have a blank expression, you're not engaged, I am not going to see you. When there's that many people in the room, I will never, ever see you. So you have got to put yourself out there a little bit. You know what I mean? Make a little bit of an effort. Go to the front. If your toes are hurting, welcome to ballet. You know what I mean? Those people who quote unquote want it, yet stand in the back and have a blank face and don't do anything. And well, I'm just going to stand back here. I'm never going to see you. It's like one of the things we talked about in the video of that I did on YouTube of the 10 secrets to becoming a professional ballet dancer. If the director walks in the room and you shrink to the back and you're not seen, you are never going to get the role. You have to get a little bit uncomfortable and put yourself out there and be engaging. Because even now, not even a week later, I remember probably 10 girls out of the 50 that I taught in that class. I remember them because they were always in the first group. They were engaged. They had smiles on their faces. They marked during the other group. I remember their faces. I remember how they danced. So be that person. Be the one that they're going to remember. You know what I mean? Put yourself out there. Ballet is hard, and this is part of it. You know what I mean? So don't be afraid to really do that, because otherwise, I'm telling you, here's the reality of the situation, guys. You will not be seen. I know that was a little bit of a rough reality, but again, that's one of the reasons I do these. This is one of the reasons I am on YouTube and do this podcast, is to kind of give you the reality of the situation. It's not just about how high you can get your leg, how high you can jump. You've got to be the one that gets seen, and otherwise you're not going to get the part, you're not going to get the scholarship, you're not going to get taken. So put yourself out there a little bit. So before I let you go, I want to remind you, this came out yesterday on YouTube, the new Katherine Morgan Hall, which is a new subscription box for dancers. I will link it on the show notes page for episode 55. It's the first one out there for you guys, because there's beauty ones and fitness ones and all this kind of stuff, but there were not any ones for dancers. So I have created one now with Dancewear Corner, and it's going to be quarterly, and I'll link that video as well for you. And I just wanted to give you guys a subscription box specifically for dancers. And I know everybody who watched that video is very excited about it, and I am too. So I will link that on the show notes page for episode 55. You can follow me on YouTube or Facebook. Just type in Katherine Morgan and I should pop right up. You can also follow me on Instagram at Katherine_Morgan and on Twitter and Snapchat at Katherine_E. Morgan. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you guys next time.